A clutch of newish studies on the effects of lead exposure has helped. The hypothesis that lead damage to developing brains causes violence later in life is one of the great mysteries of social science, widely believed by those who plot the decline in violence against the decline in lead exposure, and note how the two track each other. Widely mistrusted by researchers who mutter about correlation and causation. Newer studies are more nuanced. One by James Feigenbaum of Boston University and Christopher Muller of Berkeley tried to control for other factors by comparing cities where the pH of the water supply was below 7, making it acidic and causing lead to leach into water. The authors found acidic water tallied with more crime. Some cities flush chemicals, orthophosphates, into pipes to coat them to stop lead getting into the water. Milwaukee spends $400,000 a year to do so. That helps, but disturbances, such as when mains pipes are replaced but service lines to homes are not, can shake out particulates that remain in water. Karen Detmer, superintendent of waterworks in Milwaukee, says events in Flint spurred her city to stop all repairs of lead lines. They also found in 2017 10 schools fed by lead lines that were promptly replaced. Nurseries run from private homes remain exposed. Milwaukee is trying to replace 1,100 lead lines each year, hoping to emulate cities such as Lansing, Madison, and Green Bay, which have recently replaced all their pipes. Pittsburgh, Newark, and other cities also plan to do so. But the cost of replacing one pipe averages $11,000 in Milwaukee. It was lower elsewhere. And with service lines mostly on private land, the job involves negotiations and cost-sharing with owners. Doing it all will take about 70 years. That's not fast, she says. Much housing stock is decades old, and pipes inside homes may also be a source of lead.